Yeah. Help each other out where best you can. Does anyone have anything else about any of that? Any questions or anything before we move on? Because if not, we will leave that there. I'll just give a moment. I'm going to have a quick scan through this and delete anything that's, you know, as I said, because text-based stuff about this, you're just opening yourself up to get bapped. You forgot about chess. Yeah, chess. New chime. Yep. Why is it always foxes? I don't know why it's always the foxes. You tell me.
Foxes or dogs?
Yeah, or horses.
Oh, God. Yeah, but horses is a different, like...
Yeah. I don't want to think about it.
I would say we've all seen that video, but I don't think we have all seen that video. So
some of them younger ones won't know what that video is, and God bless their souls, may they never know.
Truth or dare is wild.
Yeah, that's actually something which we maybe should discuss. There's one question in the Truth or Dare which says, what's a secret kink of yours that you never tell anyone? And so many people say zoophile. And we get reports of this like once a week to the Furry Valley Support Board. I think it's probably best just to remove that fucking question.
Remove that question.
Yeah, the amount of people who are just like, it's like,
who do we message about that?
I can take that from the bot myself. Yeah, just phrasing that.
Just take that off. You know, there's still a drink, a cup of piss there. Oh,
geez. Is there really? I thought that had been removed now as well.
There's lick ice cream off your... Yeah, that one's still on there, because I got that one.
Lick ice cream off your what? God, they must be flexed.
Well, I don't even have one, so... it was a bit of a busted dare, to be honest. But yeah, I got dared to do that.
Right.
I didn't have ice cream either, but, you know.
Holy shit. Okay, all right. Oh, that's something for small tasks. I'll continue going down the list soon. I'm just checking if there's anything else that I need to clean up in voice things. That you're glad we evolved from that, said Liam. Some of us did. Yeah, I'm just going to blanket delete some of this shit. It doesn't make sense out of context, though. Okay.
When does Simba not sound sus?
Simba sounds sus about what?
I don't know. Just Simba, you sound really sus there. I don't know when does Simba not sound sus?
Well, that was a conversation and a half.
I've got a fucking event to start doing in 20 minutes.
Although, you know, it's a conversation which we hopefully only have to have once, and hopefully there, that's got everything resolved. And
once per trial period.
Only if the next set gets T4 and then start banning people, because they've got the Zeta in his name. Oh no, here we go again. All right. This isn't standard for full staff meetings. Indeed, for those of you for whom this is the first staff meeting you've ever been to, this has only come up because of something that happened in the T4 area today. It's not normal. Usually we just talk for like 10 minutes and shit post and then we're done. But yeah, this was a serious chat which we needed to have. So, right. We got past Mekki then. So Red Moon, please. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm just kind of here catching up with things. So.
All right, yeah, that's all cool. All right, Pixel, please. Pixel?
I don't really have anything for the meeting.
Okay, all right, Starfang.
I do have a question, though. Is there going to be a team lead meeting today?
No, if there's anything you need to tell me, then tell me now.
Oh, yeah, it's just,
Or anything you need help with?
It was about the audits. Yeah, the audits on the cinematic. Yep. The audits are supposed to be required for all the admins, right?
Yes, that everyone should be helping.
Okay, yeah, because so far only two have done in like 1 week.
Yeah, Chase.
Well, Zavis is no.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. I know Zaviska. I know Zavis is no. Yeah, I was just talking about
everyone
only
else, yeah,
two of the other five running the team have not really done anything.
Okay, well, anyone who hasn't chase up on them and make sure that they've read the instructions and that they start doing so.
Okay.
All right, Starfang's estimate 861. Yep, fine. Zavis? Zavis, you there?
Yeah, sorry. What I was going to bring up, you already covered it.
Excellent. Okay, all right. You got anything?
No, I have nothing.
Okay, Zera?
For the poker cards, we talked earlier about having one card linked to a webpage that credits the artists. The card deck?
Oh, the deck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last decision was to link it to furryvalley.com/design team.
As opposed to just slash design.
Or design. That's okay, either
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Because we want to give credit to artists that are no longer there...
That's
where the problem is. The design admins are saying yes, and Simba is saying no.
Okay, well, I mean, fundamentally on our website, we should have a web page for our design team. If you're on the design team, you're on the page. If you're not on the page, you're on the page.
We can do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Regarding the concerns that the design team brings up about crediting past artists, do we want to just...
Well, what exactly are they saying, and who is saying it?
I believe Aurora and I can't remember the other person.
Shifty. It's me, Shifty, and then every time somebody's looked at it, they've agreed with it. It's just we're the only two who've typed about it.
Okay, all right. So, you agree with the idea that we should have a web page about our design team? And
yeah, I just think that on the card, at least. There's no harm in putting, like, contributing artists and then a nickname, because that's not going to lead anywhere.
Why would it not lead anywhere?
Red, fine. Red Moon, yeah. If you Googled Red Moon, you'd find her page. But Red's not going to turn psycho.
No, of course she's not. Like, but some of the other ones
like
who...
MC isn't... That's just going to go to a furry Minecraft YouTuber.
No, I don't see any reason to do this. Why do you not feel the webpage is sufficient?
Because half the admins who contributed are no longer on the design team, and from a standpoint of an artist, it's my personal belief they should be credited regardless of their opinion of FE.
You realise that one of the people that you went to speak to about this screenshotted all of your chat logs where you talked to them about it and put them in a hate channel.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Well, it bothers me, and it should bother you. If you're trying to be... I mean, these are the sorts of people you're dealing with. Don't feel like you owe these people anything. If they're going to behave like that towards you and treat you like that, you shouldn't be, you know, sort of feeling bad when they get left out. They're not left out for just because we're being mean to them.
I don't know which, like, DM got out, but, like, I don't... In terms of the DMs I sent people who are no longer in FE, I really don't... Aside the one who I messaged on Fiverr.
It was Telegram. I don't remember which one, but it was on Telegram. I'm in the channel.
That's Mint.
Yes, Mint. Terrible, yeah. Terrible. I guess you didn't know about that.
I know the Mint's the only one I messaged on Telegram.
Right. But you didn't know that she put your messages in this channel and she's trying to create a big deal out of them.
Doesn't particularly bother me because there's nothing in that DM that paints me or FE in a negative light, in my opinion.
No, but it's just, again, it comes down to, do we want to... I don't feel like you should feel any obligation towards people who are going to go out of their way to behave like that. Yeah. I mean, this leads into a sort of more procedural discussion, which is, if you want a separate page for each project, that's plausible. I would be more okay with that than just randomly putting some names on a card.
Then so I think that would be a better idea.
Yeah, you could do that. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like furryvalley.com/design/card deck /.
Just because you also
animation
have,
or whatever it is.
Like, fair enough, mint account, whatever. But like, you also have people who like Yuki, who just doesn't seem to be on Discord anymore. They're still in FE's Discord, but
they're not online anymore.
And they do like really good work.
Yeah,
and I think they definitely should have credit, but they're not online anymore. I can't find Shifty, I think, found one of their FAs, but like, I think they deserve credit. And clearly, we don't have a problem with them, or they'd be banned.
Yeah,
because we can't get in contact with them. They're not getting credit, and that definitely doesn't sit right with me.
Fundamentally, what we have to think of here is we don't want stuff to get out of date. That's important too. So, if we were to put any kind of names or links on a card, then that will get outdated. Because people change their names. People change their names and links. So I think any solution that involves names and links on a card shouldn't go ahead, whatever it is. So for that reason, we should have some sort of web page. And then on the web page, what do we put on it? I don't really... We can discuss what we put on it. We can write copy forward and such. But I think as far as the design team's concerned, just design the actual card. We can sort the web page out another time. That's not urgent.
What needs to go on the card then? Are we going back
to
the
initial, it's a stylistic choice. I think obviously you want a...
Because we need the QR for the website.
Yeah, yeah.
And then would it be a case of like general card deck info cards where it teaches you a card game? Because most like deck of cards come with like, this is how you play poker. Or at least
I wonder if there's any point.
I pulled out, yeah. Or it's just the point having the deck.
Wait.
Or the info deck, sorry. The info card.
Or whether they just put the QR.
The QR's on the deck.
If the QR's on the box, then yeah, maybe there isn't a reason to do this at all. Interesting. Yeah, maybe the easy solution is just not to play at all.
Because if the easy solution is just make sure that the QR code is the right QR code.
Yeah.
That's already on the box, in which case we can find a... production.
We can do that now.
Because that it's ready.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. That sounds good. And just to check, the box has a QR code on it, and we've tested that as actually.
I can test it.
Yeah.
Literally now.
Like, that'd be good. Do QR codes expire? Because I know some of them expire, but I don't know what makes them expire.
A QR code shouldn't expire because they're just encoded text. So
we've had QR codes from websites. We Google like QR code generate, and we go to a website and it gives us a QR code and put our logo in, and then it like expires like a month later. And it's pay us this money to. But if it's encoded text, how does that even work?
Well, some of them might link through like an affiliate link, like Flowcode, I think, does that.
Okay.
QR codes never expire because it's only encoded data. It can be a link, some text, an image, it can be anything.
I think
if they tell you they expired, they're just basically lying to get money from you.
Yeah, okay. Zira, can you make sure that we have a QR code that you know 100% will never expire? And then whatever's on the deck, we can replace it with one that's...
The QR code on the deck takes us to Discord. It's our Discord.
Ooh, okay.
Where would we like it to go?
Not wrong. It's just, it's not to our website, it's to our Discord.
It's probably better, honestly. I mean, you think, like, what's the point of our website? The point of our website is the direct traffic to the Discord. Why do we do
Discord, that? Discord, go to Discord, do links. The links takes you to the thing. Find more about the design team if they particularly...
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. It's like, if somebody sees the art on the deck and they want to commission that artist, is the only reason they'd look up the artist.
Yes.
There's no other reason people would.
Yeah, so we... Okay, so directing them to Discord is probably correct then, but if we're going to do that, well, then we need to... Just basically, I guess the best way to do it is just, like, make a big fuss out of it when we push it live and be, like, linked to the website and stuff at that point, and...
So are we concerned about crediting artists at all, then?
It'll happen on the website, so as far as the deck's concerned, don't worry about that.
Gotcha.
In terms of the deck, but on the... on the website we'll have /design/project name 1, project name 2, yada yada yada, and on those pages we can talk a little bit about each project that we've done, sort of like a portfolio, if you will, of mm-hmm. what our design team has got up to. And from furryvalley.com/design, you know, it'll talk about our current team members, and then we can have a section for projects beneath that, and we can talk about the current projects that we're doing. We can link to the past projects pages, etc. That's a cleanest way to do it.
Are we selling the deck?
Yes. Well, we will be. Not yet, obviously, but...
Okay. Did we want a simple URL, something like furryvalley.com/cards?
No, or
is /cards fine?
Well, it should be /design/card deck, probably. Because bear in mind, we're doing an Uno deck as a future project.
I was gonna say, for the selling the cards, are we doing GoFundMe? To get numbers?
You mean to fund manufacturing costs?
That and also like numbers, because obviously
I was in like
figuring out how many people would want the deck, and then just getting much spare stock.
I think that can be done through Discord and Telegram easily.
Okay,
I can just take care of.
I just know GoFundMe is everybody's go-to because it's.
GoFundMe works, but I thought the purpose of GoFundMe was like if you needed $1,000 for a project, then you get people to back it for that amount, and then like Kickstarter, is it not the same as that?
Oh, GoFundMe. Yeah, I meant Kickstarter. Sorry.
So that's more Kickstarter. That's more if you need the funds up front, but I have the money saved like from FBG and stuff, so I can just use that to pay for manufacturing costs. We don't need to use a Kickstarter.
Oh, that's the point with FBG. Are we using any of the FBG funds to pay for our movies.do account?
Is that one of the ones Cree had?
Yes, and Cree has changed the password. We don't have access to that right now. Pixel has bought a month.
Right.
What? Access to what?
To movies.do.
Oh, yeah, movies.do.
Pixel bought a month, so we have until the end of January to figure out what's happening.
I was talking with Soto, and he offered to use their account for the Cinematics mm-hmm. team, so that's solved. Don't worry.
Okay, so it's just Caracal we need.
All right.
Which I'll remind you about in 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Oh, wait, Caracal was being paid by Cree.
I don't know, but Caracal's being... Simba asked me to remind him in a couple of weeks, so that's been happening. Don't worry about Caracal.
Okay, I will see how much is it.
Okay, guys, so generally, if you're an FVG, so the way that Cree would do it, she had a custom title, and obviously it was a standard FVG, but she only paid, I think, $5 or $6 a month. So the way that it works is if you're buying something on FV's behalf, for example, you're the one who pays for the Minecraft server, or you're the one who pays for some subscription to some website for FV, then you can subtract that from whatever you pay for Patreon. So most of our a lot of our admins at least, are Patreon subscribers, and if it turns out that you have something like that, then you can deduct that from whatever you pay to Patreon. Let me know, obviously. Don't just randomly do it, because then I'll be like, what's going on? Do you not want the title anymore? But if you tell me, then that's completely fine. It's better to do it that way, because that way Patreon steals less funds. It takes like 16% in total. So I'd much rather you simply deducted it from what you paid to Patreon, rather than you pay it all to Patreon and then I have to pay for it separately, because we lose 16% like that. Save the money. FV won't take away your role if you're paying for something for us. However, very important caveat, because someone like 3 years ago did something very stupid. Don't buy loads of Steam game codes and then donate them to me and say, by the way, lol, that's $300 of Steam game codes. Can I have free FVG for 2 years? That's a really stupid idea. Someone once did this. It was silly. Yeah, they basically, because I put an announcement out basically saying, if you're an admin, you want to support FV, and you're paying for something on our behalf, then that's fine, and we can subtract that from FVG costs. But this guy decided that FV clearly needed that much game codes, and so went and bought a shit ton. Yeah, no.
No, it's like it's spare humble bundles mostly that you want.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. It's shit that people, you know, throw codes at me that you don't need. Don't go and buy loads of... Yeah, so if you do want to get something on FV's behalf, then clear it with me first, please.
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'll chase you. I'll talk to you about Caracal when it's a bit closer.
Yeah, yeah. So this movies.do thing. Do we need that? What is that exactly?
Yes, that's Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
that's where we get all of our movies and like everything.
All right, okay. So we need.
It's way cheaper than just buying different subscriptions. It only takes $7 a month.
So we need. Movies.do and we need Caracol.
Sodo has movies.do personally, and Pix was saying that Sodo's volunteered.
Right, okay. So Pixel, if you were good to pay for movies.do, let Sodo do that, or let you Sodo's if you've got one, and then you take care of the Caracol. I'll liaise with you about that, and then subtract how much that would be